Nathan Zagura, the notorious VIC Vic Carucci here. It is, of course, a glorious victory Monday. The Browns taking down the Ravens 24. Should be. Don't want to cheat them. 24-18.
Hey, by the way, what was my score? It was 24-17.
24-17. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. You were right there.
Go that stupid 2-point conversion.
We're now 3-1 together, notorious, when we both predict a Browns victory.
And consensus.
Consensus
wins.
Is good. And we're undefeated when we do that, when a quarterback other than Brandon Weeden is starting.
This is true.
The Browns took care of business, and you can take care of business this Sunday. Even though the Browns have a bye week on November the 10th, it doesn't mean you have to be without football. Join us at the Pro Football Hall of Fame in Canton for the Browns bye week bash. Fans wearing Browns gear get $11 admission from 12 p.m. to 5 p.m. and have the opportunity to meet Browns alums Leroy Horde and Dick Shafrath from 1 to 3 p.m. and Brownie the Elf from 3 to 5. Visit profootballhof.com for more information. The bye week bash. You got to like that. Going to get some bye week barks right now. Nick in Pittsburgh. Welcome to CBD.
Hey, guys. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
I am fantastic today.
Good.
I'm glad you guys touched on the whole running game. That's the only thing I really had a concern with yesterday. Other than that, everyone played great, other than, you know, Little doing things. But the run game, I noticed that almost all the runs were just up the middle. Why aren't we trying to do, like, you know, an outside handoff, a pitch or anything like that, even a draw play, something like that to kind of mix it up. But every time I saw it, it just seemed like we were just running McGahee up the middle, 1 yard, 2 yards, such and so forth. And I figured if we can capitalize on getting a better run game, better plays at that, we could easily win almost all the games we have left if we have developed run game and keep Campbell doing what he's doing right now.
Yeah, some balance will be good. Attacking the edge is also good. I think right now it comes down to they know when they've got Willis McGahee in the backfield. I don't necessarily think they know the speed's not there to get to the outside and run to the outside. So that's why another reason why I think Fozzie Whitaker might get some more run here as this team evaluates things in the bye week, because he does have the speed to get to the outside, and then you have a diversified running attack. It at least gives the defense something else to think about. I think you're exactly right, pointing out that right now it seems that a lot of the runs are kind of right up the middle and unfortunately didn't go anywhere. I mean, listen, when you have 21 carries for 31 yards, that's not very good. That's not going to get it done. Now, it did get it done ultimately when it was all said and done for the Browns, but people not named Willis McGahee carried the ball 7 times for 42 yards. So there is, I think, a room there to try to work Fozzie in there, and I certainly would like to see that. I know Vic would as well. Joe in Canton, welcome to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you doing?
Hey, doing
good.
Great,
how are
buddy.
You?
What's up?
I have a point and a question. On the running game issue, I think the two guards should share on the blame a little bit, because on several plays, and I know the McGahee is not the fastest guy around, but he gets hit behind the line of scrimmage. I mean, on the play where he fumbled, the guy that Greco was guarding was 3 yards in the backfield. On the 3rd and 1 on that crucial drive, Laval was pushed 2 yards in the backfield, and that seems to be consistent. So that leads me to my question. I think on the eve of a game where the quarterback play and the receivers play and overall the offensive play was actually the best we've seen in a while, other weaknesses are showing up. And I think maybe there might be a reason for the Browns to reconsider in the future draft what area of the team they should address. I think the guards are certainly, as much as the middle linebacking on the defensive side, a liability at this point for this team.
Well, here's how I look at that, Joe, and we appreciate the call, and I hear what you're saying. And guard play has a lot to do with if you are going to try to run inside, which really this is going to be the part that kind of goes against your point. If you ask the coaches how they assess this line and what its strength is when it comes to run blocking, it's really more the interior than the exterior. To get to the edge, it doesn't take necessarily the biggest Mahonker style, as we like to use the term on this team, types of blockers. It takes people with the speed to get to the edge and then turn the corner. You do have to have somebody, obviously, holding that point of attack as much as possible to allow the guy to turn the corner. But it's more about that. When you don't have that player, and let's assume for a minute that, I mean, they see what Fozzie Whitaker can be. Hopefully we've said this, see more of that involvement. But in terms of what they think they do best, it is trying to slam it up inside with the guards that they do have. What I don't envision, necessarily, even though I think guard could be a place where this team could get better. And I'd put it on my list. I don't know where it falls, but after, you know, as you look forward, it's still likely a quarterback can still be something that this team would go for in wide receiver, O-line, whatever. But when it comes to the type of line they build, I'm not sure you're going to see it get to the point where it's these big plow horse type guys, Nathan. That doesn't really seem to be the fit for what this offense wants to do. You want excellent linemen, but you want pass blockers first.
And I think Jean Laval has been a very good pass blocker since coming back, so I'm going to give him credit for that. Willis McGahee, when you break it down and you do the numbers, is averaging taking contact 1.1 yard after taking the ball. That is the second lowest figure in the entire National Football League. So, yes, there is some validity to that, to the statement that he's not getting a lot of room to run. And I think part of the problem is he's coming up the middle for the majority of those runs. He runs primarily on first and second down as well. This offense is going to be able to run effectively when it either has a quick air back like Deion Lewis was supposed to be. Maybe Fozzie Whitaker can do that, where the passing game is spreading defenses out and allowing you to set up the run where the numbers are in your favor. The way the Browns are constructed right now, they're going to have a tough time, and we've seen it in short yardage. They have a very difficult time lining up in obvious run situations and winning at the point of attack. That's just not something that this line has been able to do thus far this year. Right. And that's just the reality of it. So that's another reason why we talk a little bit about Fozzie and wanting to see a little more speed in the backfield, because Norv Turner's orchestrated many successful ground games in the past, and that the team in San Diego had a good line, but it also was able to spread you out, take advantage of mismatches, and let LaDainian Tomlinson, who's one of the best backs ever to play the game, do his thing. This is not going to be a lineup, 3 yards and a cloud of dust offense. It's just not going to work that way. They need to figure out something for short yards. I think Jim Donovan brought up a great point, because as the weather gets a little bit colder, it's tougher to pass for it on 4th and 1, 4th and 2. You need to be able to run the football up in there and pick up the yard when you need to be able to pick up the yard. Hour number 2 of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, kicks off with the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, Rob Chudzinski, joins the Notorious One here in studio. We'll also take more of your phone calls at 216-578-0850. More tweets from the Dog Pound at Browns_Daily. All that and more coming up along with Gerard Cherry in hour number 2 of CBD, driven by Liberty Ford, here on ESPN 850 WKNR. And